Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
We were filming at the Beatles story the other day, which is always fun. I haven't been there for so many years.
Down on the dock,
yeah. If you haven't been, they were saying that a lot of their visitors come from out of town, and a lot of people in Liverpool still haven't been. It's been there for years and years. I think it's like 25 years old now. But yeah, check it out. We've got some news on the Beatles story in just a sec.
Okay, we'll do that in a moment or two, right? At Valentine's Day, we previewed it last week.
We
said what you could possibly do to win over the love of your life. What extra advice have you got for those romantic scousers?
See, I was worried because I'm single. A lot of people listening will be single. I was worried there's nothing for us to do, but there's actually tons. If you are single and you're thinking, I don't want to go out on Valentine's night, do it, because there's loads going on. First up, they've got a roller disco happening in the Baltic Quarter. This is at Hangar 34, new venue. They've got a roller disco for singles or for lovers, so you can go with the other half as well. Cheesy music, roller skates.
Hang on, how are you meant to meet anyone if you're a single on a roller disco?
Well,
you're flying around on your skates.
When you fall over onto someone, maybe. I
want to hope someone picks you up.
I think it's a good idea for Valentine. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully I get picked up. But there's a roller disco, Hangar 34 in the Baltic Triangle. As well as that, The Alchemist down on Chapel Street, which opened last year. Mm. They're doing something for singles. And this is what I love. This is what I mentioned about the Beatles story. Lonely Hearts Club. They're opening it for one night only. It's completely free. You can only get one ticket. Obviously, it's a singles night. You'll be welcomed with a cocktail from Smuggler's Cove, which is all you need is rum. You get a tour of the Beatles story, and then all the singles get together in the Beatles Fab Four Cafe in the Beatles story, listening to Beatles music. How cool is
that? That's all right.
That's a good plan for Valentine's Day. We spoke to Dave from the Beatles story to tell us more.
And we're inviting anyone who's a lonely heart, who's single on Valentine's night, to come down to the Beatles story from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. to see the exhibition and our new Sgt. Pepper memorabilia.
And be serenaded.
Yes.
It's a good idea, that.
See, all you need is love. So true. So go and check it out, Beatles story. There's more info online. We've got a little video with Dave as well on our site. Talking of the Beatles story, 50 years this year, of course, we're doing this big Summer of Love celebration, which is kind of the umbrella which has taken over all the big events in the city to celebrate 50 years since that Summer of Love in 1967. One of the kind of key factors of that is 50 years since Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club was released. So to celebrate that, they've got the four replica suits at the Beatles story. Now, everyone has said that, you know, the replicas, they're not the real thing. I spoke to them about that and I've seen them. It's still worth going to check this out. They are literally exactly the same. They use the exact measurements, the materials, the accessories that were used from the originals. Noel Howard put these together in 2000. He was commissioned by Yoko Ono to do that. They look amazing and they are the exact fit. Mm. So go and check them out. They're at the Beatles story indefinitely now. And we spoke to Di from the exhibition to tell us more.
Noel Howard, who was part of the team who commissioned the actual suit, was asked by Yoko Ono in 2000 to produce one of John's suits. And he decided then to actually replicate all four. So he went on a mission then to actually find all the materials that were used, the exact dimensions of the suits, the exact colours of the suit.
Brilliant stuff. Where's the originals then?
So they know of two of them, but there's the other
two have gone missing, have they?
Two have gone missing. So the four suits, the story is with this, you'll never see them four suits together anywhere in the world apart from in the Beatles story now. So it is worth going to check it out. But yeah, God knows where them other two suits are.
Mm. Right, yesterday on your social media, you made a lot of guys a little bit jealous. So you're hanging out with Louise from Eternal.
Do you know what? We bumped into Louise
from Eternal,
Redknapp.
Of all
she's
people.
Here for the Strictly Come Dancing tour, which is...
she's not Louise Redknapp in my head. She's Louise from Eternal.
Yeah. But no, we bumped into her outside the Hilton. She was off shopping in Liverpool.
Right.
So we obviously got a little selfie with her. Right. But that tour, it's back on tonight. And it was funny, we were walking past again and there's Len Goodman walking around town with a Liverpool FC bag. So he must have been the Liverpool store. But that's back on at the Echo Arena and tickets are still available.
What did she say about it? Did you ask her anything about the show? And
funny enough, I used to live around the area where Jamie lived when he was playing. Mm. For Liverpool, he lived with a family, and I was asking her about them, and yeah, it was good to see her.
We were watching, myself and Mrs. H, we were watching Through the Keyhole at the weekend, and Harry Redknapp's house was one of the houses on it, and
there's
a hilarious bit where Keith Lemon goes into the house, and there's a picture of Louise on the side, and he's drooling. Like, what? water's coming out of the side of his, his mouth.
She is gorgeous, though, and real life stunning as well.
Very good indeed. Right, let's move on. What are we looking at now?
So this BBC TV showcase. Now, this is the sixth time it's been in Liverpool. Basically what it is, I think it's fascinating. It's the world's largest international television market hosted by a single distributor. It happens in Liverpool. They choose the ACC every single year. So it's at the BT Convention Centre. But some of the stars that are there this year, it's just incredible. Joanna Lumley and Jennifer Saunders are going to be hosting the event. You got the guys from Top Gear, so Matt LeBlanc will be there.
Wow, when does this start?
This starts on the 19th of Feb. It's 4 or 5 days. It's kind of a big conference down in the ACC to kind of sell these BBC shows that are so loved in the UK to other countries. So people from all over the world come and see, kind of pick and choose what they want to buy. It starts from Sherlock, Call the Midwife, Gary Barlow and the team from Let It Shine, which is on right now, are going to be there. It starts from Doctor Who. So there's a red carpet happening, so we've just been booked to do the filming for that, so we're really excited about that.
So
that's
on the 19th. Can you pay to go in, or?
I think so, yeah. I think you can go, or you can, I don't know, I'll have to look into that.
It's a big coup, that, isn't it, for the city?
And it's the sixth time it's happened. It's great. And
some of those big names as well. You guys are going to be hanging out with all the who's who. Yeah, Joey.
Joey from Friends.
Right, let's move on from that. St George's at the moment.
Yeah, this opens today. This is one for the kids, for the family, or for anyone that loves Narnia. So the Narnia movies, the Narnia books, obviously massive. They've got something special happening at St George's Hall. So basically, visitors will be whisked to Narnia, where they can take on the role of either Lucy or Edmund and follow the adventure from their perspective in the classic C.S. Lewis children's tale. It's open every single day from now until the 25th of Feb, 9:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. So you've got lots of time to see it, and admittance is every 15 minutes. They're really good at transforming that space in St. George's Hall and underneath in the catacombs. So go and check it out. If you've never been in, just to explore in the hall is a good thing as well. So go and see that. It's Crosby-based community theatre in another place that are putting that on.
After the whole Shrek thing, it's gone gigantic, hasn't it, in terms of what they do with the space. I grew up with The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. They were the books
kids,
that defined my
it?
Childhood.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right, before we get to your final thing, I see on theguideliverpool.com, you've got Paddy the Baddy on there. So Liverpool prankster joins forces with MMA star Paddy the Baddy to fight cancer. So there's a full article on that. Paddy's in tomorrow morning, actually, with our boxers again.
Top Brilliant.
Lad. Absolutely crackers, that's that lad, but he's in tomorrow morning. So what was he doing here?
So this is a night that they're putting on at the Dome in Central Hall to raise money for a local charity called, I think it's Sunflowers. Mm. And there's a local lad, Michael, who's fighting cancer, and he's going to be fighting Paddy the Baddy that night. So it's going to be interesting.
Come on, Paddy. Come on, let him win. Let him win. Right, yes. let's do something with Rob Vincent, great musician in the
city.
Yeah,
he's fantastic. He's got a massive, massive following, this guy. Folk, Americana music. He's been over to America. He's played all the gigs in Nashville, and he's back home in Liverpool. He's just released a brand new album. It's called I'll Make the Most of My Sins. It's out right now. You can buy this album in HMV, which is brilliant to see a local musician showcased in there. Really powerful music. Music that moves you. It's full of passion. And just a heads up to his gig, he plays the Epstein Theatre on Thursday, 2nd of March. We've got a full video with Rob going up very soon, and also an acoustic session he done for us at the Epstein as well.
Okay, I've got a clip here. What is this? Is this Rob? Is this just a bit of his music?
I think
Liverpool's
it is.
Always had that great thing of musicians helping musicians. And Nashville is very much the same. In fact, it feels the same. It's the same type of city. It's not huge and sprawling, but it's nice and it's compact, and it's got that vibe about it that musicians will help you out. I've been out there 3 times now, and the last time I went out was in September. I got named by Rolling Stone in the 20 best that they'd seen that week. I'm the best Brit.
Previous guest amazing, on Sound of Merseyside. He's top man.
Really?
Excellent stuff,
yeah. Good guy. Check his music out as well.
Okay, just looking further stuff on the Guide Liverpool. I like this. Free stuff February. 17 things you can do without spending a penny.
Yes.
That's always a little nudge here, including magic at the Central Library. Save a life, give blood. That's one of your suggestions.
That'd be a good day out, isn't it?
That definitely is free. Watch the Super Bowl action. It's just been, of course. There's loads of stuff there on the Guide Liverpool. Discover your northern roots and a bit of old school romance as well for Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for something free to do, of course, Valentine's Day is never free.
Never.
It never works out that way. But you can log on to theguideliverpool.com.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.